This is Passport to Texas. There's a chill in the air, and our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says that means it's a great time for tent camping.
If you have an older tent, it's not a bad idea to take it out and set it up in your backyard before your trip. Make sure there's no rips or tears. Or if you're purchasing a tent, today's fabrics are lightweight and very durable, so you're not going to have a problem packing them. Just make sure you get one big enough to accommodate you, the other people who are going to be with you, and in the wintertime, you're going to have extra stuff, extra blankets, extra clothes, jackets, whatever. So you want to take that into account when you get a tent. There's no reason you can't have a tent for several years with this basic maintenance and care. Make sure you got plenty of stakes and stake that thing out. And once it's set up, keep it zipped up the whole time to keep the critters and other things out, maybe while you're out on your day hike.
And as far as the size of the tent that you'd get, how much space do you need per person generally?
They're sized on a per-person basis. It's a one-man, a two-man, a four-man. So you can count on a two-person tent as a very basic one. If you go any smaller than that, unless it's just you in a very remote area, for most of our audience, they're going to want to go to at least a two-person tent just to make sure that everybody's comfortable and can bring some of the items from home to really make that camping experience great.
Hey, thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.